I think we're going to have a rotation. You know, I can't sit here and tell you, you know, here's our guys, that's it. I think we'll be a rotation type group. I think if you look at most fronts defensively in the National Football League right now, if you're a 3-4 team, people are playing 5-6 guys a game, and they're rotating them. 4-3 teams are playing 7-8 guys. So I think that's extremely important, especially if you're playing no-huddle tempo type teams. So, you know, I think we've got to put a good group together. I know one thing. We have one hell of a coach in Kolar, and he'll get the most out of them. So it's a priority right now. We need to get better there also. And so that is, you know, obviously a priority as we move forward. But I think we'll play a lot of people, Mike.
Concern that as you go to the 3-4, that Trevathan and Marshall will miss some offseason
reps? Yeah, it's a concern, but there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, they're going to be fine. They're going to be back. You know, I'm hoping that, you know, part of their offseason, obviously it's going to be a mental offseason for both of them guys more than anything.
Right.
But I'm hoping through a lot of the walkthroughs and things that we do, they can be a part of some of that, you know. But, hey, it is what it is. And but a lot of times through stuff like this, through issues like this, you'll find some younger players that you may never know you were going to find. So it'll just give other guys an opportunity, but we'll continue to move forward with what we do. And but they're going to be fine. They're doing both doing fine.
You mentioned the draft earlier. So if you think back to when Von Miller was coming out, kind of stood out. Evaluating players that you remember about?
I've known Vaughn for a long time. You know, us Aggies, we stick together. So, no, he just, you know, Vaughn's ability to run, you know, to get after the quarterback, I mean, it's, you know, it's as good as there is in our business. And, you know, so, I mean, you're always looking for guys like that on the edge that are difference makers, you know, week in and week out as far as rushing the passer, knocking the ball out. Those type of things. I'm sitting here thinking about watching him play in the Pro Bowl. I was so impressed with how hard he played in the Pro Bowl and how well he did. But, no, we're excited about Vaughn. You know, you give Wade edge players. He's done a lot of great things with them. And so, you know, he's as good as you can have. He'll obviously play on the ball. Last year he played off the ball a little bit more. He'll play on the ball the majority of the time this year. So looking forward to getting him going.
The Patriots being
I don't know. I don't get concerned with that. I stay concerned with us. You know, I mean, we're the kids. We got to be as good as we can be. So stay focused on our team. Obviously, we have great respect for them as an organization and a football team. But, you know, we got to stay focused on the Broncos and do everything we can to be as good a football team as we can be. And, you know, you have to be good enough to beat everybody in this league, not just one team. So we'll stay focused on that. Well, we just got
to
get back to work, you know. I mean, we've lost a few players, but we've got some good young players too, and sitting here talking about our draft choices and all those things. So we've got to get some of those young guys going, but that's part of our business nowadays. I mean, can't hang on to everybody, but you got to be able to develop players and, you know, get them going in your system and you know, give them an opportunity. So, yeah, that's what we'll stay focused on right now. Thank you, Beth.
Missed the Pro Bowl twice. Chance to coach.
Yeah, I know. I know.
0-5.
Yeah, I could have had nice vacations and I had to go to work,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, twice in a row. I just thought of that.
Yeah.
When you left the first time, the Broncos were a 4-3. Mike was a 4-3 defensive guy. And somewhere between then and you coming back, you rotated toward a 3-4.
Yeah, I did. We actually started a 4-3 in Houston. I don't know. I've become a believer. I think when your roster's set for a 3-4 defense, you've obviously got a lot more athletes as far as guys that can run, linebackers on your football team, and you're a little bit more heavier in that position. And special teams wise, I think it helps you special teams wise. Now, does that mean you're always going to be that way? No. I mean, you know, sometimes in coaching, maybe it's a coordinator that you're chasing or trying to put on your staff that, you know, you feel that good about him, and he's a 4-3 guy. But I know from a roster standpoint, I think a 3-4 gives you a lot more athletic guys, numbers-wise, at the linebacker position that can help you be a better special teams unit.
What about as an offensive coordinator, do they have just a few more wrinkles or tricks that are difficult?
You know what it does. It doesn't really matter either way, Mike. I mean, if you're like, okay, we're going to work against a 3-4 team all the time. Well, you know, you look at our schedule, and I don't have it in front of me, but you may have a schedule where you're playing 12-4-3 teams. So as a coach, you have to go organize your training camp to where you're doing 4-3 work. I mean, you may have to do a lot of card work and stuff to prepare for the season. So it really all depends how that plays out. But, no, that's always an issue. It's no different for the defense. I mean, if you're a no-huddle offensive football team and you play in a division that's got, you know, two other teams that run the hell out of the ball, well, how do you get the defense to work? So as a coach, what I've always done is once the schedule comes out, try to break it down. These are the things we have to be ready for. These are the things we have to work on. So it gets down to a percentage of work time, and, you know, you make sure you get ready to go.
Does it concern you at all? I mean, like, when you look at Peyton Manning, the guy that's been all in his whole career, that he had to take multiple weeks to decide if he wanted to come back and